unfamiliar with the world of Pokemon, you may not recognize the names of the virtual monsters being discovered in your neighborhood.
I just caught a Venonat. I caught a Weedle at work today.
But you're bound to become more familiar as the popular video game series has moved onto smartphones through a new app called Pokemon Go. It lets players, like 25-year-old Pat Holland, discover cute monsters through what's called augmented reality technology.
I'm on a roll. I'm actually a Pokemon master right now. I just got like 5 right in this area.
And Holland wasn't the only one with their eyes on their devices on Tuesday night in Saratoga Springs. Whitney Burke and Brian Gitman were also on the hunt. They drove 40 minutes from Rensselaer to catch Pokemon and meet other players.
I was here the other day with my best friend, and everyone had it, so I got it, and now we came today. It's just something to do. It's fun.
Because we're pretty young, so we don't have a whole lot of money for sitting in shopping and stuff, so we just walk around the town anyway.
The 19-year-old trainers say they've also learned about the city through the app.
I thought that was cool to learn what each of the statues, I guess, symbolized or represented.
Yeah, because it's stuff you could find on Google Maps, but I don't see anyone else stopping and looking at it like they are with this. So
the app marks historic buildings, monuments, and even public art as Pokestops and gyms. These are areas where trainers can congregate to gather in-game items or take down a high-level Pokemon. But there's also a short description given about each real-world place. That has not gone unnoticed by Mary Zawacki, curator of the Schenectady County Historical Society.
Myself and two of my colleagues were walking around the stockade on our lunch break, and we were realizing how many of the Pokestops are historical markers, of course, and some are very accurate and some are very inaccurate. And then talking to people and seeing how kind of excited they were about a little bit of the history, like, oh, wow, there is a massacre here? Oh, wow, this building was burned? We were like, you know what? We need to combine these two elements.
So Zawacki and her colleagues have organized a free historical tour of Schenectady's Stockade District for Thursday night, and Pokemon trainers are encouraged to attend, meet fellow players, and learn a little more about the city they live in. She says people have told her they've made new friends playing the game, and she's also heard a word being passed around that's nice to hear.
And I keep hearing the word community. People keep throwing that around, like, you know, you can just go up to a stranger and know that you're kind of doing the same thing, and it's like this instant sense of community in your neighborhood in the stockade, which is really exciting.
Officials are warning users to be careful while they're on the hunt, however. New York State Department of Motor Vehicles is asking people not to catch Pokemon while they're driving. DMV Executive Deputy Commissioner Terry Egan said in a statement, quote, "Simply put, catching virtual creatures to get to the next level is not worth risking your life or the lives of others," unquote. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.